Breitbart News Senior Editor at Large. That was the title you had. And you've been, with Breitbart, the website has been described as a platform for the alt-right, or some people say white supremacists.
Well,
how would you describe it?
Breitbart News is a conservative website, and we have a very diverse group of editors and writers. I'm the Orthodox Jewish former editor-in-chief, senior editor at large, so not exactly an accurate description. We call that fake news, a fake news description. But we are
a conservative. What's the fake news description? What I said?
Yes,
that it's white supremacists are.
No.
But many of the articles.
That's not fake news.
It's absolutely.
Well, how do you explain this headline? Bill Kristol, Republican spoiler, renegade Jew. You're Jewish.
Why? Right. It was written by David Horowitz, who's one of the most prominent Jewish conservatives, and he was criticizing Bill Kristol for not being Jewish enough. So it was the opposite of what people described. And we have more than a dozen Jewish people working at Breitbart, including the CEO, the COO. We have black writers, Hispanic, Asian, whatever you can
imagine. So what do you think is the rise of anti-Semitism about in this country? Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really glad the media finally woke up to this phenomenon, because it started quite a long time ago, long before Donald Trump ran for president, particularly in California, where I live, on college campuses. There's been a rising tide of anti-Semitism linked to criticism of Israel. And it's very tough to be a Jewish student on some of these campuses nowadays.
Yeah, but mostly it seems to me that there's a flurry of them since Trump is in.
I think the media just woke up and noticed that this is a problem. And
really?
I think that I feel very proud that Donald Trump not only is one of the most pro-Israel presidents that we've ever had, but that his daughter, Ivanka, tonight will light the Sabbath candles, just like my wife will, and bring in the Sabbath. And to me, that's something extraordinary in American history to have that.
Yeah, but you know that phrase, some of my best friends are Jewish, and it's meaningless, really. You can still be an anti-Semite and have Jewish relatives.
It's different.
Right?
I agree with you. When people say, my friends are Jewish, it doesn't really cut it.
I've got a black friend.
But when your in-laws are Jewish, you got a little more credibility.